We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
If I sound a little different this morning, it's because I'm sitting here in the Richmond airport. I found a quiet place to go. I was freaking out this morning because I just didn't know what's open. I don't know. And I kind of expected that the airport would be empty when I got here at like 5 a.m. The show starts at 6, so I thought surely in an hour I can figure something out. The place was packed, which is great. The travel is back, that people are going places. But then you hear about something like monkeypox, and even though I wouldn't say I was a COVID denier, would you? If you listen to the show every day, I mean, I recognized that it was dangerous for certain people. I just refused to jump on board with the what I consider to be the insane overreaction for regular healthy people. But I don't blow this stuff off, and monkeypox. Maybe it's because visually it's so horrifying looking. Maybe this has kind of hit me. So I'm here at the airport thinking, I hope you know, these guys coming in from Atlanta, these guys coming in from New Jersey, this lady from New York City, does she have monkeypox? I don't know. And how do we know? And what are we supposed to do about it? Dr. Lori Furlano is the Deputy Director of Epidemiology at the Virginia Department of Health. Do you think other people are doing what I'm doing, kind of trying to look to see whether somebody has any symptoms of monkeypox? I mean, is this a real issue in Central Virginia, or just kind of random cases? And good morning to you. I appreciate you coming on.
Good morning. I think a lot of people are probably thinking the way you're thinking and are trying to understand what monkeypox is and what it means for them. Monkeypox, at least the cases we've seen and these outbreaks in the United States, really requires pretty close contact with a person who is infectious with monkeypox. That sustained, prolonged skin-to-skin contact is usually what it requires. Mm-hmm. And in public settings like you're describing, like airports or other places like that, although it's theoretically possible that those transmission in those kinds of settings would be considered to be pretty rare or unusual, I think.
It's so weird. During COVID, I mean, I would come here to the airport when I was flying, or I would go get a rental car, and man, everybody was wiping down everything. I mean, the companies that make those wipes must have made a fortune the last 2 years. And here's monkeypox. And I don't see the same intensity about that. And people are shaking mm-hmm. hands. They weren't doing that during COVID. Mm-hmm. I'll just ask you a pointed question. Is it because it appears to be largely confined to a subset of the population?
That's a great question. I think it's there are a lot of differences between COVID-19 and monkeypox. One is how each condition is transmitted to other people. So monkeypox, again, requires that sustained, prolonged, close contact. Mm-hmm. A person with monkeypox isn't infectious until they are sick, which is much different than with COVID-19.
Gotcha. Okay,
where
that's a big
person can be infectious before they have symptoms.
Okay.
And the cleaning and things like that, obviously, if you live with someone who is diagnosed with monkeypox, cleaning would be an important strategy to prevent transmission to others in the household. Yeah. That's kind of a basic, you know, prevention strategy with a lot of infectious diseases. So there's a lot of differences between the two diseases. So I think that's the reason why you're seeing a different reaction.
I'm so thankful not to be single anymore, gay or straight. It's a miserable experience in general, but especially if you're worried that any interaction, to put it politely, whether it's a mild intimacy or more, would mm-hmm. you know, that would that be worrisome? If you had somebody who was in their 20s, who was single, who was going out on dates, mm-hmm. you know, on a regular basis, mm-hmm. what would your advice be as to
another
this?
Great question. I think, and what I've said to folks about this is, I think if you're in an intimate relationship with someone or a sexual relationship with someone, it's a good idea to have open, honest conversations with that person for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
Monkeypox being one of them, sexually transmitted infections, pregnancy prevention, et cetera. So I think that's just a basic good strategy for those kinds of relationships. And yes, you'd want to know if your partner has been diagnosed with monkeypox, know the signs and symptoms, know what the rash might look like, and have those open conversations with each other. Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's talk about the vaccine, because I've got friends in D.C. who mm-hmm. are gay, who are freaked out that they mm-hmm. must get the vaccine. And I think there's some sort of way that they're prioritizing people to get the mm-hmm. vaccine. They're like, you know, hey, guys, maybe you should take the month of August and not be in the club and not be hooking up all over the place. How about that idea? But if someone who needs the vaccine, and then how is it being prioritized since it does appear to be limited in quantity?
Sure. I think you bring up a good point that there's different ways to prevent transmission of monkeypox. Vaccination is one of them. Virginia is working to provide access to the vaccine to Virginians who have either had a known exposure to someone who's confirmed with monkeypox mm-hmm. or people who might be at higher risk of being exposed. And that can include certain populations or people who have certain risk behaviors. Different jurisdictions are handling it differently as far as vaccine clinics, et cetera, but we work closely with DC. So I think the best advice is to talk to your healthcare provider, understand the level of risk that you have, mm-hmm. and also understand what other kinds of precautions or prevention strategies you should be taking in addition or instead of perhaps vaccination, depending okay. on who you are and what your risk factors are.
If you wanted to get the vaccine, though, is it readily mm-hmm. available for GPs?
So the vaccine product right now comes through state health departments, or it's, for example, or DC or large city health departments. That's how it's routed. The supply gotcha. Is routed from the federal government. Eventually, depending on the need and just assessing the situation, we also often partner with private providers. But right now in Virginia, the majority are being handled by our local health departments.
Last question. And I think, you know, maybe people are suddenly paying attention to this a little bit more, and hopefully it doesn't become a problem. But I do, since mm-hmm. I am taking this trip to South America, and fortunately I am no longer single, so I will be on my best behavior on this trip. There's no reason for me to worry about those issues, the intimacy issues. That's just not a part of my life since I'm in a committed monogamous relationship. But what would you say is the sign that maybe you got this, so that you can get ahead of it if you've been infected? How do you know?
Yeah, I mean, the symptoms in the beginning can be somewhat vague or similar to other conditions. We call it a prodrome, or kind of those general malaise, fever, headache, muscle aches, and then the rash can emerge. But a key component here is whether or not you've been exposed to someone with monkeypox.
Yeah.
So there are certain networks of populations that seem to be emerging, at least right now, as being disproportionately affected. That doesn't mean it's limited to those populations.
Right.
So, I would definitely talk to your provider.
I mean, that's the kind of thing, really, if you're, you know, you travel, or, I mean, even if you're mm-hmm. in Richmond, and, hey, it's Labor mm-hmm. Day weekend, and there's a big party down at the beach, and then mm-hmm. suddenly you find mm-hmm. yourself at 2 in the morning, at, you know, on the beach with 100 people in mm-hmm. a bonfire, mm-hmm. I mean, unless the cops break that up in time, you could
yeah.
find yourself.
I mean, I think what I'd say to people exposed. Is if you notice a new or unexplained rash
yeah.
on your skin, or other types of monkeypox symptoms, I would call your health or see a healthcare provider mm-hmm. And talk to them about your risk factors. And travel is a whole other ball of wax for a lot of different infectious diseases, so I'll also talk
sure.
to them about that. But they can use their judgment to decide whether testing might be necessary and tell you what to do until they're more fully evaluated.
Okay. Well, hopefully we're pulling the curtain back a little bit on the mystery of monkeypox, and I appreciate you coming on and talking to us about it. Dr. Lori Furlano, Deputy Director of Epidemiology at the Virginia Department of Health. Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.